Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Roddy, your host for Heroes. And once again, we've been joined by Eric Zarin and by Melissa Brock, both who are telling the stories of the heroes from the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. Eric and Melissa, thank you for joining us today on Heroes.
Thanks, Jim.
Yes, thank you for inviting me here today. Today we're going to start. Our first hero is Derek Weinmiller. Derek Weinmiller saved a man from assault in Kansas City, Missouri, February 9th, 2020. A neighborhood store owner was behind the counter when a man entered and pointed a handgun at him, demanding cash and cigarettes. Weinmiller, 38, a union carpenter, was a customer in the store. Weinmiller stood about 15 feet from the store's front entrance as he observed the armed man, who entered the store with a second man police believed to be his accomplice. He confronted the owner with the weapon. Weinmiller, believing the store owner's life was in danger, turned to confront the gunman, pushed him back against a wall, and held the man's arm aloft with the gun pointed toward the ceiling. Somehow, the assailant was able to free his gun, and Weinmiller was then shot several times, mostly in the torso, during the brief struggle. The assailant and his accomplice then ran out of the store and have never been identified. A customer near the front door was shot once in the leg. The store owner was not injured. The wounded customer recovered. Weinmiller was hospitalized for 19 days and underwent emergency surgery for wounds that injured his bowels, bruised his heart, and fractured his ribs, pelvic bone, and scapula. Weinmiller's thoracic vertebrae and spinal cord were also injured, leaving him paralyzed from the chest down.
Well, that changed his life forever.
In a mere moment. It seemed it just was a very chaotic situation. And, you know, Weinmiller believed that he was, you know, jumping to safety. He thought the store owner was in danger. And he, you know, saw the gun and jumped in to try to save the store owner, the other people in the store, and himself. And it just turned into...
But, you know, there's got to be, in today's world, sadly, there's got to be a lot of situations where people confront someone with a gun in a store, whether it's a liquor store or a gas station, any place. Mm-hmm. And we don't always hear about heroes that intercede and save the life. That's a wonderful story.
Well, and I think, Jim, it brings up a very important... You know, we talk a lot about in our discussions with you and telling these stories, we mostly focus on the recognition of the heroic act through presentation of the Carnegie Medal. But the other very important and crucial aspect of the commission's work that came straight from Carnegie was the support for these heroes. Now, you know, Mr. Weinmiller, we always talk about these are life-changing scenarios, regardless of outcome. In this case, we have a hero who's could be paralyzed for the rest of his life. And the Hero Fund is here also to support and help him with his needs through, you know, payment of cost of treatment for physical injury and a range of other things.
I was going to ask you if this was a situation where a grant was made to help someone for that. That's interesting.
It hasn't been made yet, but we're open to it, and we'll be in communication with Mr. Weinmiller to make sure that he understands that we're here to do just that. So any injury that comes as a result of the heroic act, we will help through grants for the cost of treatment, and also the full range of PTSD and non-physical injury, which is so prevalent now in these situations.
Well, let's hear another story.
Let's hear about Paul Galati, who saved David Martinez from burning, East Hampton, Massachusetts, May 15, 2022. Martinez, 61, who used a wheelchair because of mobility issues, was inside his basement apartment in a three-story multifamily building when fire broke out in his bedroom and the apartment filled with dense smoke. Martinez was unable to leave via a door to the backyard because of nearby flames, so he exited the apartment and moved to the opposite side of the basement, where he stopped near the bottom of the stairway that led to a front door of the building. Galati, 38, an environmental coordinator, lived across the street and was alerted to the fire. He ran to the building where he saw flames issuing through the broken windows of Martinez's bedroom and spreading to an exterior wooden stairway. Galati entered through a front door into a foyer, then opened the door to stairs leading to the basement. Black smoke poured out through the door, and Galati shouted down the stairway. Martinez responded, and he was in a wheelchair, and he needed help. Galati descended the stairway where there was no visibility. He went a few feet, and unable to breathe, went back up the stairs and exited the building through the front door. Galati pulled his shirt over his nose and mouth and returned to the basement, where he found Martinez about 12 feet from the bottom of the stairway. Galati lifted Martinez from the wheelchair, put him over his shoulder, then went back up the stairway and outside. By then, the exterior wooden stairway was completely engulfed in flames, which rose to second floor windows. Martinez was not injured. Galati inhaled smoke and he recovered. Such a remarkable hero. He went in, had to run out, and made the decision to go back in and try to assist Mr. Martinez, who was, you know, in danger and couldn't. He had mobility issues and couldn't himself get up the stairs and out of the building. So, you know, it was truly remarkable that not only he went in twice and then ended up actually lifting Martinez up and carrying him out of the...
That's got to be hard to do, to lift someone out
absolutely.
Of a wheelchair and carry them
upstairs
mm-hmm. on fire. That was a determined hero.
Yes.
he was his mission. He had decided he was going to save that person, regardless of what happened. That's a very interesting story.
Mm-hmm. We've talked in the past, Jim, about how often just passersby, you know, happen to come upon a scene and be of help. In this case, it was a neighbor. Mr. Galati was a neighbor of the victim. We see that quite often as well. And, you know, we are expected, and I think through these stories, maybe it's a reminder that we should be good neighbors to one another. This is a pretty dramatic exercise of neighborliness, but
yes,
even in small ways, and these are extreme examples.
And a reminder to people that have a basement or an apartment downstairs that things can happen. You need to think about ways to get out in an emergency. And
right.
I would guess that the majority of time we don't think about those things. We never think about this could be a fire down here.
Our next hero we're going to talk about is Nicholas L. Bostic. Nicholas L. Bostic rescued a 6-year-old girl from burning Lafayette, Indiana, July 11, 2022. An 18-year-old woman, her sisters, ages 13, 20 months, and a 6-year-old, and another girl, 13, were asleep inside a 2-story house at night when a fire started on the porch near the front door, then spread to the living room and eventually bedrooms above. Bostic, 25, a pizza delivery driver, was driving nearby and responded after noticing the house in flames. Bostic entered the home through the back door and called out to determine if anyone was inside. Hearing nothing, he entered the home and he went upstairs. Saw the woman with the toddler and the 2 13-year-olds outside an upstairs bedroom. He led them the rest of the way downstairs and out of the house through the back door. Once outside, Bostic learned the 6-year-old was still inside, her location unknown. He re-entered through the back door, ran up the stairs, and frantically searched the second floor bedrooms as conditions deteriorated rapidly after an explosion on the porch. Bostic, because of the worsening conditions, considered exiting through a second floor window before he heard the girl's cries and followed them back downstairs into thick, black smoke and blistering heat. He located her near the living room, picked her up, and ran back up the stairs. He entered another bedroom filled with smoke and flames and punched out a window with his bare fists. With the girl in his arms, Bostic jumped outside to the ground. The 6-year-old suffered an injury to her leg from the broken glass. She recovered. Bostic was hospitalized for 3 days and initially in critical condition for smoke inhalation, first and second degree burns, and a complex laceration to his right forearm. He did recover.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Once again, we hear somebody that's determined.
Yes.
They're not going to stop as long as they think they can save someone.
Right.
And we had a great video of this, not the rescue itself, Jim, but actually it shows the hero coming from around the back of the house to first responders with the girl in his arms. And as they laid him on the ground, they were applying a tourniquet because of the complex laceration to his right arm was bleeding profusely. So to stop the bleeding, they were applying a tourniquet, and you can hear him very clearly ask about how the girl was. Did she make it? As they were applying the tourniquet. So I think those are those kind of doses of reality that we experience.
Well, and it's a story also of someone that could have helped. Instead, they took a video.
Yeah, right.
And so
that's right. That's
a story of a hero and a non-hero. Well, those stories are amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Eric Zarin, the president and chairman of the Carnegie Hero Fund, and Melissa Brock, who is the operations director for the commission. And they've been telling stories of the Hero Fund Commission and the wonderful work that they do in recognizing these heroes. Please tune in next week, and you will listen to more great stories about heroes.